The new commitments from businesses, including Visa and the clothing company Gap, total $1.9 billion and bring the total to more than double the $1.2 billion already promised by the private sector in December. Vice President Harris's office says the aim is to create jobs, expand access to the internet, and bring more people into the formal banking system. Previous efforts to address the root causes of migration have been frustrated at times by corruption. Further complicating matters, the presidents of Guatemala and Honduras have signalled they won't attend this week's summit, and it's not clear whether El Salvador's president will go. Kate Fisher, Washington.